The Canadian Coast Guard has added another modern Canadian-built search and rescue lifeboat to its fleet. Ottawa made the announcement at the Coast Guard Academy in Westmount. Sydney Glace Bay MP Mike Calloway says CCGS Myra Bay is among 20 new Bay-class vessels.
These will serve Canadians for decades to come. And that's critical, folks, because every year the Canadian Coast Guard responds to over 6,000 calls for help. On average, they deal with 18 search and rescue incidents, assist 47 people, and save 13 lives. The Myra Bay is now an important part of that work, serving communities here in Cape Breton and in the rest of Atlantic Canada. And this is truly an impressive vessel, a vessel worthy of its remarkable crew. Their skill, their courage, and their commitment give Canadians confidence every single day. Now, many of the mariners who serve aboard Canadian Coast Guard vessels like the Myra Bay begin their journey right here at the Academy. And that's why Cape Breton is so very proud to champion the Canadian Coast Guard.
During the ceremony, Assistant Commissioner Gary Ivany said the vessel will be responsible to cover a large area and adds to the Coast Guard's legacy over the past number of decades.
The Canadian Coast Guard, as we know it today, has been providing maritime search and rescue in Nova Scotia for over 60 years. And this new vessel will operate not only from one specific search and rescue station, but it's coming into service to support search and rescue operations rotating throughout our stations in Atlantic Canada when and where needed. This new high endurance Bay-class lifeboat, it's fast, it's highly capable in very challenging conditions, and most importantly, as mentioned, it is crewed with highly skilled professionals, including qualified rescue specialists to support mariners when needed.
Hereditary Mi'kmaq Chief Stephen Augustine said during the ceremony, fair winds and good fortune to all who will sail on the vessel. And he said it was an honor he was given the opportunity to officially name the vessel.
And by the way, I live out in Myra Bay. I've worked a lot here at the Coast Guard Academy. It was Coast Guard College before, but now it's Academy, and now it's with the Department of National Defense, where my father was in the Canadian Army. So it's nice roundabout trip. And I'm honored to have Mike Calloway and Gary Ivany here honoring the christening of this sacred vessel. Wallalio, thank you.
The lifeboats are referred to as Bay-class vessels, and each one is named after a Canadian bay. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.